Advanced Dermatology Review: Simple Skincare Tips for Combination Skin. Having a combination skin can be very confusing, as the skin is dry overall, with few selective areas that are oily. Yet, combination skin is the most common skin type. With a little bit of care, this skin type can be extremely easy to deal with, and also the best kind of skin. Also, it is easier to find makeup that suits combination skin types. So rather than feeling confused, you should feel blessed if you have a combination skin. You have the best of both worlds. If you have a combination skin, the dry parts of your face would be only the cheeks, while the T-zone, that is the nose, the forehead and the chin, would be oily. This basically means that there will be less chances of the appearance of acne and pimples on the cheeks. So rather than being confused, you should feel blessed if you have a combination skin. We all know that pimples can leave behind disgusting scars and marks on the skin. So the T-zone should be dealt with patience and proper care. The Advanced Dermatology Reviews regimen was developed as a treatment used by our physicians on patients afraid of injections like Botox. With these simple tips, it'll definitely be easier for you to deal with a combination skin. Remove makeup. Always remember to remove all your makeup before going to bed. Leftover makeup could clog the pores, leading to skin irritation. You can use a makeup remover, baby oil, petroleum jelly or cleansing milk to remove makeup. Makeup remover, wet wipes and pads can also be used. Cleanser. Wash your face with a gentle cleanser which does not have a strong fragrance. You could either go for the one with tea tree oil in it or a medicated face wash. If it has a stronger fragrance, it could irritate the skin and lead to breakouts. Scrub. Do not over-exfoliate the oily areas of the face. You might be under the impression that scrubbing it a lot might lead to lesser oil production, but this isn't the case. Too much scrubbing can aggravate the skin. You could use a homemade scrub with sugar or chickpea flour as an ingredient. Astringent. There are a lot of toners and astringents available in the market to suit all skin types. You could go for the one that has ingredients like witch hazel, neem or tea tree oil. Remember to avoid the ones with alcohol in it. Alcohol tends to dry the skin a little too much, which may cause redness. Moisturize. Common sense may tell you not to moisturize the oily areas, because if the skin already produces oil, there is no need to further moisturize it. However, this is wrong. Use a gel or water-based moisturizer as opposed to an oil-based one. While oil-based moisturizers would be great for the dry areas, it is best to stick to the gel ones so that you don't need to use two different types of moisturizers for the face. Face packs. Use a face pack for sure once a week. You could use a homemade one too, with just fillers or ethmoltonimidy. These face packs would soak up excess oil from the face. Several face packs targeted for combination skins can be found in the market. Try to stick to brands that use natural ingredients. Blotting paper. Use these throughout the day whenever your face starts to feel too greasy or oily. You could even use dry tissues for the same, although blotting paper definitely works better. They soak up the oil without wiping off any makeup, while the tissue may have you retouching your makeup.